This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Abu Dhabi on the first leg of a six-day tour covering the UAE and Europe. He was received by UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan at the presidential airport and accorded a ceremonial welcome, with UAE F-16 fighter jets escorting his aircraft as it entered Emirati airspace. Prime Minister Modi had since met President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, with energy cooperation and bilateral trade high on the agenda. The talks took place amid global supply disruptions linked to the ongoing conflict in West Asia. In his opening remarks, Prime Minister Modi strongly condemned recent attacks on the UAE, describing them as completely unacceptable. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that India remains committed to working with all partners in advancing the goal of reformed and effective multilateralism. Addressing the open session on the second day of the BRICS Foreign Ministers Meeting 2026 in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said that the breadth of this engagement reflects the importance that all leaders attach to strengthening multilateralism cooperation in a rapidly changing world. He further said there is an urgent need to reform the international financial architecture. Earlier, Dr. S. Jaishankar met the foreign minister of Iran, Abbas Araghchi, in New Delhi today. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has announced that the medical entrance exam, NEET UG 2026, will be reconducted on 21st of June. Earlier, the exam, which was held on 3rd of this month, was cancelled due to alleged paper leak, and CBI is investigating the matter. The exam conducting agency also requested candidates and parents to rely only on the official channels of NTA. Meanwhile, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said that students are the priority of the government and the center is sensitive towards them. Briefing media in New Delhi, Pradhan assured fairness and transparency in the exam process. BJP MLA Rathindra Basu has been elected unopposed as the new Speaker of the West Bengal Legislative Assembly. Basu, representing Kuch Bihar South as a legislator of the BJP, registered his maiden victory in the recently held assembly polls. The election for the post was conducted this morning under the supervision of pro tem Speaker Tapas Roy. Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari formally proposed Basu's name. The House confirmed the appointment through a voice vote. Members of the Trinamool Congress were not present during the election process but later joined the session. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will undertake his first visit to Sikkim tomorrow after assuming office. During the visit, the Vice President will grace the statehood day celebrations of Sikkim in Gangtok. Governor and Chief Minister of Sikkim Union Donor Minister are also likely to attend the event to be held at Manan Kendra at Gangtok. Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma, Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Environment Minister Bhupender Yadav today virtually laid the foundation stone and dedicated multiple projects worth over 400 crore rupees in Rajasthan. The projects are related to semiconductor, railway and sewage water treatment plant. The industrial city of Ludhiana in Punjab has now been connected to India's commercial aviation network with the arrival of the first Air Asia flight at Halwara Airport early this morning. The development has brought cheer among industrialists and residents, fulfilling a long-pending demand of nearly three decades. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had inaugurated the terminal building at Halwara Airport on the 1st of February this year. Ganesh Vasudev Malavankar, the first Lok Sabha Speaker of Independent India, assumed the responsibility of the Lok Sabha Speaker's position on this day in 1952. Extending salutations to him in a social media post, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that his significant contribution to systematically shaping Indian parliamentary traditions remains notable. Indraprastha Gas Limited has increased the prices of compressed natural gas CNG by 2 rupees today. After the price hike, the new rate for 1 kilogram CNG in Delhi is 79.09 rupees and 87.70 rupees in Ghaziabad and Noida. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.